Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
One more thing on the music side that I want to throw out there. And it's not metal. It's, I don't even know if it's new wave. It's probably more pop. What would you call Spandau Ballet? Pop, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, Tony Hadley is the lead singer of Spandau Ballet. And so in an interview, he says he wishes he had been a rival of the 80s band Duran Duran. Hadley, now 60, vocalist for Spandau Ballet, True, Gold, all that stuff. He quit in 2017 to go solo, despite not revealing why. He has hinted at an acrimonious fallout with bandmates Gary and Martin Kemp, Steve Norman, and John Keeble. In a Stars, Cars, Guitar podcast, Hadley said, "I wish I had been in Duran Duran." Asked if he had been, if he had swapped Spandau for Duran, he replies, "Yeah, I would. Yeah, in retrospect, yeah. I would have gone in there like in Flynn." And Spandau's heyday in the early 80s was their strongest competition came from fellow new romantic groups Duran Duran and Simon Le Bon. In 99, Hadley, Norman, and Keeble failed in an attempt to sue Gary Kemp and the band's songwriter for a share of his royalties. The band reformed in 2009 after 19 years apart, but have failed to find success since Hadley's departure 3 years ago. You can't have Spandau Ballet without Hadley, bro. Tony Hadley is the voice. You're just not going to – you can't replace that sometimes. You know what I mean? You can try, but most people won't. Journey has been able to replace it live and still survive, but they haven't gone on to have any hits. You know what I mean? But they've been able to do that. So Hadley, his bitterness and with the breakup with his band so badly that, I'd rather be in Duran Duran. Which, by the way, there's no comparison.
That goes without saying almost.
You know, like, I don't know if you could ever put Spandau Ballet in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No.
But Duran Duran's a first ballot Hall of Famist.
Yes.
I mean, it's not even, that's not up for debate.
That's a no doubter.
Not even up for debate. Spandau, you can make a case or something or whatever,
Look, some nice songs, some really good stuff.
Two great songs.
Yes, exactly. Great iconic songs. All-timers. Yeah. But
I love Gold, but actually. I think it's a great song.
It's night and day.
Yeah.
Not between even close. The two bands.
Not even close.